Welcome to week 9 of Who's Gonna Win. Asa Lucas here with Matt, the Chips Man Mullinex, Chris, the podcast professional Parks, and Christian, the Florida boy Adams.
Florida man.
Florida man.
Gentlemen, very glad to have you here. I'm not glad with my results from last week, but how's everyone doing this week?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Doing
very well. Did you have a nickname for yourself? Or?
We're going to get there.
All right.
We'll get there. We'll come up with something for week 10.
The cowpoke.
Well, looking at last week's results, not much has changed in the dynamic of this group, with Matt and Christian both going 7-1. You remain tied at first with a record of 54-10. There's a bit of a rivalry here between you two now. I'm enjoying it.
Is there? I mean, I think you got to win one in order to be alive, right? Yeah.
It is.
That's how it works.
It's a barn burner watching you two every week. Then we have in second place Mr. Parks. He went 6-2 last week with an overall record of 52-12. Chris, you're 2 games back. We have 2 weeks left. Is there any pressure you're feeling?
There's still a chance. That makes me feel good. There's still a chance in hanging in there. No pressure now. Pressure's on them to stay ahead. So,
and way, way back in Mountain Time Zone is myself with a record of 48-16. I did go 6-2 last week. Had to make a controversial pick, going with Harlan beating Atlantic, but then my dream of Griswold beating Exira EHK did not happen. So,
yeah. No, it did not.
You got to be careful with your decisions. Well, let's take a quick moment to hear from our sponsors, Rush CPA and Fairway, before we begin and take our first look at Camet GTRA, East Mills at Audubon, and Exira EHK at Lennox.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return and will scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
We have Cam at GTRA, East Mills at Audubon, and Exira EHK at Lennox. And we'll mix things up here with this order in the desperation mode for myself. So, Chris, tell us, who's going to win between Cam and GTRA?
Right. I'll take this one. Hats off to Cam for kind of finding a way to improve themselves as the season went along. I think, you know, they had their moments where they played well and then kind of had a couple weeks where they didn't play as well as they had hoped. But, still put themselves in position here to be in a postseason contest. GTRA seems like a pretty formidable opponent. They throw the ball really well. Their quarterback, Casey Huff, has over 1,300 yards, ran for quite a bit as well, and then they've got a back that's close to 1,000 at 882. So they've got some firepower, can do it in different ways, and, you know, it's not fair. They've got 4 towns, and Cam only has 3. Unless we're going to count Wyota, then maybe it's an even match here. But typically, Grettinger Terrell, Ruthven Ayrshire is a very kind of like tough, hard-nosed type program. That's what they do in every sport. I think, obviously not a fun road trip. Unfortunate that these things happen nowadays in these first-round matchups. But I think that's going to hurt Cam here. I'm going to give the edge here to the home team. I think Cam gives them a run for their money, but I'm going to go GTRA.
All righty. Next up, Christian.
Well, got a chance to talk to both of these coaches, particularly talking to Barry Bauer from Cam. Very proud that his team's been able to be competitive. You know, I think they're going to be competitive in this game. They've been dealing with some injuries, too. They've kind of been like they get one guy back and then another guy goes down. I think they're expecting to be fully healthy or close to when they head over to GTRA. But boy, man, you look at that GTRA offense, ranked number 8 on BC Moore. Their defense not half bad either at 16. Talk about Casey Huff at 1,361 yards. He is completing almost 74% of his passes, which is just absolutely insane. And he's rushed for 630 yards too. Really, I think these two teams are almost near a mirror image of each other. GTRA throws the ball a little bit better than Cam does. McCade Paulson's been excellent this year. He runs the ball a little bit better than Huff does. But when you break everything down, Cam's got to make a long travel. I know Barry Bauer says it, you know, sometimes that's not always a factor, but when you're driving 2.5 hours to get there, that's a long trip. You know, you got to leave early and kind of be in that mindset. I think Cam's going to be competitive in this game, but I just think GTRA is just too much to handle offensively. I've got the Titans.
Not so fast, Christian and Chris. Not so fast. I absolutely agree with you. There is going to be always a bit of a factor, 2.5 hour road trip. I remember back in the days of being on a bus myself when we went to a town that was 3 hours away and you're so tempted to take a nap or just to kind of get lost in a movie or music, and it's hard to resettle yourself and get focused. So there is that advantage for the Titans, and we've talked about Casey Huff. He is one of the most accurate passers in all of Iowa high school football. But what I like, one huge edge here for Cam is they understand the mindset of going into the postseason, what the playoffs mean, especially going and winning in the dome. And for GTRA, this school, last year they didn't even qualify for the playoffs. So I think this is a lot more pressure on them than what Coach Bauer has in mind. Of course, he expects excellence. He's going to expect some really good football. And this is going to be close. You and Jim are going to be on the call for this tonight. And with that matchup, it's probably going to come down to an extra point or a two-point conversion attempt, and I just see Cam escaping by. I have the Cougars winning this one. And Matt.
All right, interesting. Well, I just look at the other thing, too, strength of schedule. Some outlying factors here, strength of schedule, one of them. Cam's is sitting at 30 in class, eight-player class, whereas Grettinger's is sitting at 26th strength of schedule overall. Another thing to look at is like on the defensive side of the ball, Grettinger has 28 takeaways on the season, whereas Cam only has 15. So I think that's another factor that's going to come into play. I think quarterback play, you know, that's just pretty tough to be 74% efficient and 23 touchdowns, only two interceptions on there. So I'm going to go with the home team on this one, GTRA. And we'll just see how it plays out. But those are some good factors. You know, not being in the playoffs last year, not being a consistent playoff team. You know, how are they going to react? But it'll be good, I think. So, but I'm still going to go with the home team.
Okay. So with that one, I am out on a limb. Next up, we have East Mills at Audubon. And Christian, start us off here. Who's going to win?
Audubon ranked number 6. Overall, you know, you kind of go to East Mills. They're ranked in the 30s. I believe it's 35 there, according to BC Moore. I think this is going to be a pretty good game, actually. You look at Caleb Urban. He can really throw the ball. Audubon's defense has been susceptible to the pass game at times this year. Then you look over at Audubon. They're the real deal, man. I really think that they're a really, really good team. Carson Wessel hasn't thrown a ton this year, only 40 attempts and darn near 500 yards or 7 touchdowns. But then you get to Aaron Olson, and that kid's a beast, 1,000-yard rusher. You know, taking a look at the defenses, too. Top 10 defense for Audubon. The defense for East Mills hasn't quite been up there. And Audubon's had a much harder schedule than East Mills. And East Mills hasn't done as well. They had the 28th-ranked schedule difficulty. They went 5-3. Audubon had the 12th hardest schedule and went undefeated. I think that this has the potential to be a good game, I should say, but I think Audubon's going to pull this out. I'm taking the Wheelers to roll on.
Okay, and with East Mills at Audubon, I feel like in this week's set of games that we have, we're going to have an upset in one of these matchups, but I don't see it here with this one. You know, East Mills has played well with Caleb Urban. He's led his team to a winning record, almost 2,000 passing yards. But the ground game has been unstoppable for Audubon, over 2,200 yards this season, 38 touchdowns on the ground. You know, Audubon doesn't need to change much to get the win, and they especially won't need a realignment.
No, they won't. The wheels are going to stay on.
There you go,
bus.
Matt. I was waiting for – I know you missed those.
Going to keep right on rolling. So
okay, Matt.
I'm going with Audubon as well. I don't think there's much said there. Home for this playoff, they're a perennial contender deep into the playoffs. They know the second season is here, so Wheelers all the way.
And Chris.
Yeah, Audubon's been here, done that. They know this situation. It'll be a nice atmosphere for them, I'm sure, there at Chiz Jones Field. And I just, East Mills does not have the Well, really, the firepower either side of the ball. They're not going to be able to slow down Audubon enough, and that's really the big key. I mean, Audubon's just going to outscore them no matter what, so I'm going to go Wheelers.
Next up in our last game of this segment is Exira EHK at Lennox, a game that'll be right here on KJAN with the kickoff set for 7 o'clock. Got to interview and talk with both of these coaches. The Tigers, 8-0, have put together their second undefeated regular season in the past 3 years. They've done it in dominant fashion, a phenomenal offense, 55 points per game, fourth-ranked scoring defense at 9.5. And while maybe this Exira EHK program took a step back this year compared to what they were doing last year, Bryce Brabham has shown a lot of improvement from where he was at the beginning of the year up until now. Still, this is going to be a tough road game for the Spartans, and I just see Lennox having at least a 20-point win here. So I'm going to go with the Tigers on this one. Matt?
Yeah, like you just said, you know, Bryce has done a nice job. Really probably didn't come into the season expecting to be at that QB spot. Has stepped in and done what's necessary in there. Exira EHK as a team, you know, excellent job of finishing out the season. Had to come up with a victory that last week to get that final at-large spot at 3-5. And, hey, fellas, your reward is you get to go to Lennox, to one of the top teams in the state. So, unfortunately for them, that's where they're going. Lennox, very, very tough ball club, has been all season undefeated. Again, another perennial team that's in the playoffs, so I'm going to look for the Lennox Tigers to come out on top.
Chris?
Yeah, I kind of echo what Matt said, you know, kind of hats off to Exira EHK first, because the way the season started, they easily kind of could have folded the tent and, you know, and just gave up on everything, and they improved, you know, they got better as the season went along, won some games that they needed to down the stretch, so good for them. But yeah, here's your reward. You play a really, really good Lennox team. Lennox has always been a solid program, but I think this is one of those years where they've kind of got the parts all over to maybe make a run at the whole thing. Gabe Funk's really good at quarterback. I've got a guy playing defense in Brady Brokaw, who's got 7.5 tackles for loss, 3 fumble recoveries, couple picks. They're just do a little bit of everything type of team. So I'm going to go Lennox as well.
And Christian?
Well, you know, kind of the same sentiment. I'll go a little bit deeper. I believe it was our very first football game when I got here was Exira EHK at Audubon. And that was a beatdown by Audubon. And you look at Bryce Brabham, and, you know, one of my biggest, you know, bugaboos about Exira EHK, picking Exira EHK this year, is that they've been so one-dimensional. Because Brabham can run. We all know that. Brabham, you know, over 1,000 yards rushing on the season, 11 rushing touchdowns, really good at running the ball. But he couldn't throw when we saw him the first time. I was at Exira EHK last week. He looked like a passer. Like, he was pretty poised in the pocket. He was stepping through his throws. Made some nice throws. This is a whole nother level. When you're going to go to Lennox, who not only has a top 11 offense, their defense is ranked number 4. Yeah, you talk about Brokaw, 7.5 tackles for loss, 3 fumble recoveries, 2 interceptions. Their offense, like I said, is just as good. Gabe Funk can throw. He can run. They've got a really good back in Jordan Martin England. You know, I like what Exira EHK has been able to do and how they've improved, but I don't think that it's going to go well for them. I'm picking Lennox.
Alrighty, clean sweep there. Only one game out on the limb. That is myself with Cam at GTRA. Let's take another break here and hear a word from our sponsors.
Hey, Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans. Buy 3, get 3 free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy 3. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win, Asa Lucas, with Matt Molinex, Chris Parks, and Christian Adams. Gentlemen, our next three games is Linville Soli at Riverside, Wayne at ACGC, and Hinton at AHSTW. And starting off the pick for this section, Matt, who's going
to
win?
Oh, man, I get the first one on this. I was hoping to, you know, go somewhere towards the end. All right. This is going to be a long trip for Linville, solely, first of all. This is probably one of
the High School Athletic Association.
Yeah, yeah. Glad we did this, right? Because we did this to... All right, yeah. First of all, this is a long trip for Linville Soli, clear across the state there. So, that'll be one of the big things for them to overcome right out of the gate. A couple of positives for Linville is that, they've been a perennial contender. I want to say they were not in the state championship game here a few years back. They're a very good ball club. They've got their quarterback back. I think he was injured through a little middle part of the season there, so they got Tim back here towards the end, so key moments there. Riverside, on the other hand, they've had a really awesome season here so far, done most of the on the ground, but they also have a very solid defense. So I think this is going to be a good ball game. They're excited to have a home game in Oakland over there. It's been quite a while, 20 years since they've had a home game in the playoffs, but I'm going to go with the Riverside Bulldogs at home and kind of keep this magical season going for them here.
All right. Fun matchup. Unfortunate that it's happening right now. I don't know why we decided that teams have to drive all the way across the state of Iowa to play a first-round playoff game, but that's what we got here. Linville Soli has been a strong program. I do not so fondly remember a couple of years ago sitting over in Linville during a driving rainstorm as HSTW season came to an end. So just for that reason, I do not want to pick Linville Soli. plus, I'm on the Frain train. This would be one where I could take a chance and maybe gain a game on these guys. But I just think Riverside's going to win. You look at Linville Sully's losses to Madrid, Mount Air, not all that impressive. I know Matt mentioned maybe they're more healthy than they have been now. But Riverside going to run the ball, and I think that's going to help them win this game. I'm going to go Bulldogs.
Bulldogs. Christian.
Yeah, what more can I say? You look at the schedule for Linville Soli and 47, whereas Riverside's schedule difficulty was ranked number 18. They're the 15th overall ranked team. They have a top 10 offense, and we've talked about it for weeks and weeks and weeks. Jackson Gordon is just an absolute beast. 1,649 yards and 28 touchdowns on 232 carries. I mean, that kid cannot be stopped. The one thing Linville Soli does have on them is that they throw the ball a little bit more. They throw the ball a little bit better. But if you're Riverside, you don't have to go in there and throw the ball, because when you can rip off 80-yard runs on one carry, that's just as good as throwing the ball down the field, too. And the defenses are pretty evenly matched, too. You looked at Riverside, they're ranked number 28, according to Moore. Linville Soli a little bit better at 26, but I think Jackson Gordon cancels that out. I'm going with the Bulldogs.
You know, Chris, I'm exactly there with you. There's games you need to gamble on and try to be able to come back and get closer. This is a great opportunity for that. And if you look at Riverside's wins, they did have a 33-32 win against Southwest Valley. So that loss would put their record at 5-3. And I didn't like that game. I thought Riverside was a little bit sloppier than they normally are. But Jackson Gordon, with the amount of talent he's brought to Riverside and the fact that they're at home, I'm going to go with Riverside as well. So we have a clean sweep there. I won't make my gamble on that game. Okay. Then we have Wayne at ACGC. And Chris, this is you.
All right. Chargers having one whale of a season here once again. They really run the ball well. We've kind of, described how they do it with multiple guys all the time. Wayne, not on their level. This is a mismatch in the first round, I think. ACGC is going to roll in this game, so I'm going Chargers.
Two there for the Chargers. Let's see. Counting myself, but anyways, it's a little bit of a spoiler. Next up, Christian, what do you got?
Wow, sir. Way to just ruin the show. Why don't we just tell everybody what we're going to pick right now? I don't think that this one is going to be all that close either. You look at Wayne's schedule. They went 5-3. They're ranked 32 overall. Defense is in the top 20, but their difficulty of schedule was 57 out of 58 teams in Class A. Then you look over at ACGC. They are the real deal. That triple option is really, really hard to stop. It's hard to handle. You look at Jathan South. He's got 900 yards plus. Mike Fuller's got 1,000 yards plus. The list goes on and on. They've got guys that can hurt you all over the field, much like Riverside. You know, they're not going to throw the ball a ton, but when you're ripping off explosive runs and then you can just pound the ball up the middle, I think they're going to wear down Wayne, and I think that they're going to cruise to a victory. It's going to be electric, taking the Chargers.
It's like on game day when they put the graphic up too soon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, ESPN does it all the time. Like, they're showing highlights for a game, and on the score ticker underneath, the game that you're watching, the highlight score comes up, and it's like, well, why do I got to watch the highlights now? I know what the score is. Way to go, Asa.
You know what? I'm going to go on a limb now. Just for now.
Hey, back off. He did bring chips today.
Man, I just feel the brotherly love from everyone in here. And our last game for this segment is Hinton at AHSTW. And if you are just catching who's going to win and you missed that whole section, I have ACGC winning against Wayne.
Are you going to let Matt pick too?
So do I.
Matt, you do as well? Tell me what are your thoughts behind this, Matt? Why are they going to win?
How about we just move on?
That's a good call. So Hinton at AHSTW. Christian, you're the picker here.
Well, I think we've liked what AHSTW has done for most of the year. Sukup's been pretty good. Luke Sternberg's been the real kind of feature for them. 1,300 yards, kind of similar to Jackson in that regard, that he's really, really difficult to stop. 14 touchdowns on 129 carries. They can throw the ball around a little bit, too. Zeb Hall with 483 receiving yards. Then I go, I look at this Hinton team, and you know, I kind of take a look over at the BC Moore rankings. HSCW is 15 overall, by the way, but Hinton 7-1 is ranked number 6. So, and then they have a top 5 defense, and I'm a big believer in defense wins championships. I've seen it with my own eyes, especially. When you're trying to run the ball, a good defense, I think, knows how to stop the run there. Plus, Hinton's offense isn't bad. They've got a guy in Gabe Anderson that can run the ball pretty efficiently and throw the ball, too, for that matter. I think I have to take Hinton on the road here. And, too, the one last thing, the schedule for AHSTW, quite a bit weaker, actually, than Hinton. So I'm taking Hinton.
Okay. Hinton there, researching this one, as you noted, Christian, it's pretty much a game of offense versus defense. You have Luke Sternberg on the offensive end rushing for over 1,300 yards on 129 carries. And then Hinton has collected 15 total sacks and are ranked pretty high in the state of Iowa with an 18-point differential compared to AHSTW's 9. Still, I like AHSTW at home. I like Luke Sternberg and the management by Camden Sukup. So I will go with the Vikings. Matt?
Oh, yeah.
I want to make sure I include you this time, like your bag of chips.
I appreciate it because I did some research on this one. some of those things that Christian mentioned, you know, strength of schedule and total yards and the defense of Hinton. I'll also have down that, Hinton's quarterback, Gabe Anderson, he's 6'4", 205 pounds. And he's not only their leading passer, obviously, but he's their leading rusher. So for HSTW, it's going to be a matter of can they contain Anderson. And he's a big boy back there that even when he's running the ball and playing defense, you know, he's going to put to pounding on the defense there a little bit every time. But, this is a tough one because I think it comes down to containing him and whether HSTW can contain him. But they've surprised in the past. The Vikings have. When you think maybe they're the underdog, which I think they probably are a little bit of an underdog here, just with some probably thinking that Hinton came out of a tougher district. I'm going to go with the home team. I'm going to go with the home team on this one. So I believe in the Vikings. I like how they've played the last couple of weeks, and I think they're going to keep it going. I think they have more weapons. Hinton contained the quarterback. Who are you going to stop on the offense for the Vikings, because they'll put Sternberg at tailback. They could put him at quarterback. They could put him out at a slot, wide receiver. So I think there's a lot more options.
From former All-Iowa quarterback Matt Mullenix. Okay, Chris, this could be a pivotal game for you. Big decision to make.
They didn't do me any favors here.
No, we did. Yeah.
I was hoping for a back door here, but not going to happen. I mean, this is a hard one to call. I mean, even you look at the old BC Moore doesn't know what to think, really, in this one hardly either. So it should be a good game. Gabe Anderson has been impressive for Hinton. They've always been kind of one of the same thing, you know, those North – teams, those Northeast Iowa or Northwest Iowa teams are just tough. They're just tough kids, big kids. But I don't know. I kind of like the home field here. This is another trip. I'm going to give Avoca a chance. They've got a lot working against them with the way the season's ended, but I just feel like, again, like kind of Matt said, there's some more weaponry out there maybe for the Vikings offensively. So I'm going to go with HSTW to pull it off.
All righty. So, Christian,
wow,
out on a limb.
Yeah, you are.
Might remind everybody that my record when I go out on a limb is pretty solid. So,
You're not wrong. I can't say anything to
but
that.
But, no, that's good. I think it's going to be a good game. That should be a fun one to watch.
And with that, we'll take another break here from Rush CPA and Fairway. When we return, our last two games of Week 9's Who's Going to Win, Greene County at Clarinda and Atlantic at Nevada.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome to the last segment here of Who's Going to Win, our two games, Greene County at Clarinda, Atlantic at Nevada. It's my turn to start it off, and now late in the season, the injury bug is looming for the Cardinals. Their leading receiver there, Caden Howley, hurt his knee, missed the Centerville game, and then also during that Centerville game, quarterback Noah Harris did not play in the second half. There are some rumors that he might not even be playing. The losses to Traynor and Van Meter show me that Clarinda is battle-tested. Injury bug, there's some good pros there, but Clarinda, fun fact, has never beat Greene County. They are 0-6 all time. They played four times back in 2020, 2022, and then lost twice back in 2020 and then 2020. Anyways, there's a lot of games you can look back, see the losses, and I'm going to go with a controversial pick here with a 4-4 Greene County team because of Nick Stream and his physicality when running. Matt?
Okay. I think this is another difficult game there when you look across the board there where the records could be just a little bit deceiving because you got Greene County who's got a strength of schedule according to BC Moore at number 23 in Class 2A and Clarinda's down the way there at 44. I think that, you know, obviously we've seen Greene County play. They played Atlantic early in the season, played them a tough ball game. I think Greene County's played in a little tougher teams. Clarinda has yet to beat a team. I think they had a winning record if I looked at their schedule there. So I'm going to go. Greene County's got more takeaways as well, defense. So I'm going to go with Greene County on this one to keep their little string alive against the Cardinals. And your little tidbit of information that helped me out there that I didn't have, ASA. So I made my pick even more solid.
I don't know if I wanted to help you, though.
It was more solid. I was more solid on it now. I was a little questionable. Now I'm more solid with Greene County.
So. Okay. Chris.
All right. This will be an interesting game. Dominic Posley's done a nice job there for Clarinda. And then you talk about Stream on the other side for Greene County. He's been really strong running the ball. I do think that they have played much I shouldn't say a much tougher competition, but they performed better against some of that tougher competition. This would be one where I probably should take a chance, but I'm not going to. I think Greene County is going to win this game. I'm going to go Greene County.
And Christian.
Well, I think you put it in really great terms. The records here are deceiving. Greene County 4-4, Clarinda 6-2. I think you take a look at that strength of schedule difference, and I think that gives you a little bit of an idea as to why. Clarinda's got their defense going for them in this one. According to BC Moore, they're ranked the eighth best in the class as you look at Jackson Myers, 32.5 tackles, 4 sacks on the year as well. You know, but you look at Greene County, and they're going to run the ball. They're going to be a tough team. 763 yards for Nick Stream there. He also has 8 receptions for 128 yards, so he can catch the ball out of the backfield, which is a plus. You know, according to BC Moore, their offense and defensive stats for Greene County are kind of average, 30 on offense, and I think it was right around 18 on defense. But, you know, again, those injuries can play such a key factor. And, you know, you go into, you know, a big game. In the playoffs, my mindset is always your best players have to be your best players if you're going to win in the playoffs. I don't care how good you've been all season. And when you don't have those big players, it could really hurt you. So I'm going to go with Greene County.
Okay. 4-for-4 there on Greene County. And our last game is Atlantic at Nevada. You know, Matt, I had some things changed around, but because of the sass you've brought today, I know how much you miss picking first on Atlantic games. So it's only poetic that you let us know who's going to win.
Yep, came back. The show host showed his strength right there. All right. Well, I think you got to two teams that on paper match up pretty evenly in there. You know, both of them like to run the ball predominantly. Nevada probably has a little bit better passing game than Atlantic in there, although Atlantic showed some signs last week of some opportunities against Harlan to throw the ball. I think that also, you know, Nevada's probably got a little more size just across the board in general. Physicality-wise, I think, you know, Atlantic probably brings a little more of that to the table for them. So, it's going to be a good ball game. You know, Atlantic's basically back up against the wall. They got to win in order to get an opportunity to get into the playoffs. They'll still be somewhere in that RPI. Depends on some other scenarios, but that's really how they've got to do. And they just got to win to make sure it gives them the opportunity to get into the playoffs. So, it's going to be a tough ball game in there. So. I'm going to go with the Trojans on the road.
Chris?
Obviously, you know, disappointing last week. You know, I think Atlantic showed that they are good enough to win that game last week. Just things didn't go their way at times. And, you know, missed some opportunities to make plays too. So it was frustrating. Like Matt said, I think Nevada, one thing about them is they are kind of a larger team. They do have some pretty good size. And I think it bodes well for them the way that they want to play. You know, Connor King has been pretty good. They've got experience. There's still a lot of motivation on the table for them as far as how it's all shaped up there at the top of the district, too. I'm going to give the edge. I was impressed by the way that Nevada finished that game last week against Creston. So I think this is a little bit too tough for Atlantic. I'm going to give the Cubs the edge.
Christian?
Atlantic, you broke my heart last week.
Yeah.
But,
a lot of hearts.
I went with my heart last week because my gut was telling me to go with Harlan right up until the moment that I said Atlantic. I think just Atlantic has had some struggles. I think, like you said, missed opportunities comes to mind. You know, there's been penalty issues throughout the game. Of course, I'm not going to speak on last week because I did not watch the Harlan game last week. But you take a look at Nevada, and, you know, that was kind of a bit of a toss-up for us here in this room with that game against Creston. And Creston was out and looking pretty good, and then all of a sudden – we checked the scores after we got done with our Exire EHK game, and Nevada ran away with that one in the second half. I think that looks really good. You alluded to the passing game from Connor King, 1,041 yards, 10 touchdowns. That's really, really solid. They also have Anthony Eaton, too, that's run for 1,300 yards and 20 touchdowns. Nevada seems to be more of a well-rounded team. You know, Atlantic, I think the key, obviously, is stay ahead of the sticks. When Atlantic stays ahead of the sticks, they're a pretty difficult team to stop. But Nevada's defense is 11th in Class 3A, according to BC Moore. Their offense pretty good, too. But I think their defense is going to be a tough nut for the Atlantic offense to crack. I'm going to take Nevada.
All righty. A lot of different storylines and stats you can look at this one. I think what's important is, as we've talked about, it's a do-or-die game for both of these teams. And with my interview that I had with Coach Brummer that you heard earlier on today, I think Atlantic has a message they're trying to send to all of Class 3A and for this community about how important this game is. And you have some players who have a chip on their shoulder. They recognize how important it is to get a victory here. And little, probably not the standard answer, but I'm here with Matt, and I agree. I think Trojans are going to get a win in a very bitter and close matchup. Well, with that, our last two picks, we all agree Greene County is going to win against Clarinda, and we're split on Atlantic at Nevada. Once again, we want to say thank you to Rush CPA and Fairway for sponsoring Who's Going to Win. Gentlemen, good luck, and go Trojans.